sexual harassment and bullying exposed in state parliament. The Veterans Affairs Minister apologises for failings. And a proposal to merge the state's disaster agencies. Hello, it's Friday, August 12. I'm Hannah Mills-Turbitt, and this is your news with the Sydney Morning Herald. Start your day with your mind wide open. A landmark investigation into the workplace culture at New South Wales Parliament has uncovered a toxic and devastating combination of bullying, sexual harassment, and assault. A landmark investigation into the workplace culture at New South Wales Parliament has uncovered a toxic and devastating combination of bullying, sexual harassment, and assault. MPs received briefings yesterday and were told that one in three respondents had experienced bullying or sexual harassment in the past 5 years, and that more than half of bullying incidents were perpetrated by members of Parliament. The review, conducted by former Sex Discrimination Commissioner Elizabeth Broderick, will be published today and is expected to include recommendations to review access to alcohol and alter office arrangements during late-night sittings to prevent staff being left on their own. Veterans Affairs Minister Matt Keogh has apologised for the failings in defence and the compensation system that have contributed to suicide rates and promised to respond speedily to Royal Commission recommendations. The interim report from the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicides, released yesterday, said a slow and complex compensation claim process could harm people's mental health. The report also found many of the problems were well known. There have been 50 inquiries making 750 recommendations since 2000, but few have been acted upon. The state government will consider a partial merger of the State Emergency Service and the Rural Fire Service under a new emergency management plan proposed in a report from the Independent Flood Inquiry. The SES and RFS would combine their back-of-house functions while retaining their individual core purposes of responding to floods and bushfires. However, the report from former Police Commissioner Mick Fuller and Professor Mary O'Kane will recommend flood operations be managed from RFS headquarters rather than the SES base. The RFS is the largest volunteer firefighting organisation in the world, with more than 70,000 volunteers, compared to about 9,000 at the SES. And in other news, Qantas and Jetstar passengers may face more travel disruptions after aircraft engineers voted to take industrial action over pay. Taiwan's foreign ministry has rejected a Hong Kong-style one country, two systems model proposed by China this week. And US Attorney General Merrick Garland has broken his silence following a raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, calling for a court to unseal the search warrant, citing substantial public interest. For more on these stories and all the most important news of the day, visit our websites or buy our papers. I'm Hannah Mills-Turbitt. Have a great day.